Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 1 through verse 17. Matthew 9, verses 1 through 17. Let us sing from Psalter 233, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear. For I am poor, and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear. O God, thy trusting servant heed. O God, thy trusting servant heed. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 233.
Thank you. Before we read from God's Word, we will read God's holy law. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed up to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eatest your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up, taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning the mourning family of Mr. Hendrik Jan Vermanen, which stood at the open grave yesterday. Jeremy van Hagenbos must receive surgery tomorrow. Michaela Rosendahl was also spared in an accident in the week that is gone by. We ourselves also have a little niece in the East who is only 6 weeks old and is very serious in the hospital with botulism. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we may begin with thy holy word. Amen. Brought on a bed, sick of the palsy, experiencing the consequence of his sin, and thou didst sanctify it. Thou brought it into his soul, and thou showed unto him his soul's sickness, so that he was brought unto thee with a great need. And then he may experience that thou wast the fulfiller of that need, that thy power, thy mercy, thy grace unto a sinful man. O Lord, and thou canst speak one word, thy sins be forgiven thee. O that there may be such that are brought up by thee in the way of thy providence in this morning hour into thy house of prayer, that have not alone bodily needs, for they will be experienced by each and every one, but all that may be wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, and they may have laid upon their knees in this morning hour, even as we can read in thy word of her who did pour out her soul before thee. And then she was seen as one that was drunken by others, but in her heart did carry a burden which others could not see. That thou may give, that also in the midst of us, that need that may be born, and that thy Spirit may begin with us also, young and old together. For we together travel to that great eternity, and together we are born in sin. And when there is nothing that takes place in our life between the cradle and the grave, then we will die in our iniquity. O Lord, grant us true conversion, and we come up before Thee, before Thy countenance in Thy holy sight, and under the proclamation of Thy holy word, that is for the granting of new life, that is for the giving of that which we cannot give unto ourselves, that is for the building up of Thy church, and that is for the bringing in of that 144,000, that is that Thine only begotten Son, and may receive that inheritance that was promised unto Him. Oh, He has finished the work He may declare, and that Thou gavest Him to do. And He has received by Thee that place upon Thy right hand. Oh, that Thou may also then fulfill Thy part. Oh, that Thou may grant the working of Thy Holy Spirit, and to grant unto him that seed that shall serve him. And so we, with our children, we are living in the end time in this world, so that the days are short and we can see that all about us, that we go, each one of us, to our long home. And this world, the elements, they shall melt with a fervent heat. And soon that trumpet shall sound upon the clouds of heaven, and when Thou wilt call all the earth to stand before Thee, and when Thou wilt set the sheep on Thy right hand, and the goats upon Thy left, so that for us and for our children that time is short. And then to whom else, O Lord, can we go but unto Thee? And Thou alone hast the words of eternal life, and we lie polluted in our own blood, cast out in the open field. Oh, we have sinned in our father Adam, and we like him have contracted guilt by our sin. Oh, then we have made ourselves filthy and polluted before Thee, so that there is none that can put his hand into his own bosom and take it out clean. Oh, then there is none that is able to appear Thee before Thee, and to answer one question of 1,000 that Thou wilt ask of us. Oh, then we can only beseech Thee in this morning hour, and when it has pleased Thee to send forth Thine only begotten Son into this world, oh, when it has pleased Thee to accomplish everything that is necessary, that Thou may deliver, that Thou may redeem Thy church from all iniquity, and when it has pleased Thee to publish from the beginning of the world, even unto this day, Thy holy word, and when it has pleased Thee to bring us and our children thereunder, and that our ears may be given to hear, and that our minds also may be given to receive, but then we cannot give unto ourselves what is that is so necessary blessing. Oh, that the power of Thy Holy Spirit, by an arrow shot by thy heavenly bow, out of Thy own heavenly quiver, and may be given to enter, to strike into the hearts of young and old together. Oh, Lord, Thou art able to work a revival in our midst. And then from our side that seems so impossible that we hardly dare to ask for it. Oh, then we ask for one, or we ask for another. But Lord, then there is not one of us that is able to do without Thee, and with that power which alone can come from Thee. Oh, leave not one of us then behind, as we are traveling to our long home. But wilt Thou convict of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment? And wilt Thou cause us indeed to tremble, and that we would not almost be convinced by Thy word, but that we would be altogether even such as Thy servant was, except his bonds. Oh, that Thou may deliver us from all our iniquities, and that Thou may open unto us the treasures in Thine only begotten Son, and Thou hast given Him into this world. Oh, Thou hast given also that we may receive the knowledge in an outward way. Thou hast separated us from so many in this world, that was given unto us is so great privileges. But, O Lord, we ask of Thee that Thou may go further also with it, that we may not receive these blessings out of Thy left hand, but they may be blessings out of Thy right hand from Thy heavenly store, that Thou may look upon all those that are in need. Oh, may they also be among us in our midst in this morning hour, the needy and the sorrowful, whom Thou wilt bless. Oh, Lord, that Thou Thyself may grant open eyes to behold something of Thy salvation. And to those who do not know the way anymore, may be those in this morning that are standing so far off and that are not able to place themselves among Thy children, and yet that desire which Thou hast given within their heart, oh, that from afar in this morning, that they are looking with longing hearts and with longing eyes, and that they also may be received by Thee. O Lord, Thou sayest that the meek they shall eat and they shall be satisfied. Oh, may it be also then in this morning hour that Thou may come and show Thyself and reveal Thyself as that bread which is given from heaven by Thy Father. Oh, that Thou may give, that there may be food in Thy house, that there may be drink unto those that are made thirsty by Thee. Oh, that Thou may instruct us all together, young and old, as we are so careless by nature, living in that state wherein we have been born. And any moment then we can be cut off the thread of our life, that we are falling headlong into that eternal abyss where hope shall never come. O Lord, awaken us then by Thy Spirit upon this Thy day. Send forth the drawing power of Thy Holy Spirit, that we may be drawn lovingly by Thee, that we may see the vanity, the sinfulness of the service of this world, that we may not be entangled therein through all this life, but that we may be separated as a people, but that we may be separated also as individuals. Lord, remember all those that are needy. Wilt Thou remember those that mourn? They have stood at that open grave in the day of yesterday. Oh, that Thou may grant from above what is necessary unto those whose hearts are broken because the bonds are broken in this life which Thou hast given. Oh, that Thou may also grant Thy blessing upon this cross unto a widow, unto the children, and unto each and every one of the loved ones. And wilt Thou give from day to day, when the missing will more and more be felt in that home, that there may be also a place before Thee, that there may be a secret chamber. Oh, that together they may be given to look up unto Thee, who are a husband to the widows and a father to the fatherless. Wilt Thou look upon all those that mourn? Wilt Thou supply for all their needs which are known unto Thee? Needs for the body, but also needs for the heart. Wilt Thou look also upon all those that are afflicted and sick, the little child. He must go to the hospital and receive surgery on the day of tomorrow. Lord, Thou knowest everything. Wilt Thou watch over the physicians? Wilt Thou guide their hands? Wilt Thou give them wisdom? Wilt Thou grant them skill? And wilt Thou heal this child? And wilt Thou supply in all his needs? Wilt Thou grant unto his young heart also to look up unto Thee in his childhood, in this need where there are also likely fears within his heart? O Lord, that Thou may look upon him, and that Thou may draw his young heart unto Thee, with those of his family, remember his father and his mother, and all those that are about him, look upon them together in Thy mercy. And wilt Thou remember also her that was spared in an accident in the week that has gone by. Lord, Thou hast made all things well in that calling, and that is coming unto her, as it is coming unto her parents and her family, unto each and every one of us and the young people again in a special way. O Lord, give us to gather ears to hear and hearts to understand, and that the lessons may not only be natural, but that those lessons may be learned within our hearts. Remember also our own sister in the East that must receive surgery in the day of tomorrow. And wilt Thou make all things well, and our little niece. Lord, Thou knowest where she is. Thou knowest the many concerns. Thou knowest the many fears. Oh, that Thou may be on the right and on the left, even for this young child, and that it could please Thee yet to spare her life and to make all things well. Wilt Thou look upon all those that need Thee in special ways? They are many. We do not know all the concerns, but Thou dost know. And Thou knowest also the inmost recesses of the heart of each and every one. Look Thou upon us in this day, all Thy sent servants. Remember them and all those that study for the ministry. And wilt Thou look upon them in all their needs, all that do instruct them, but those that may bring this word also on Thy day. Oh, could it please Thee to give them to feel, and that underneath are Thine everlasting arms, and that that calling wherewith Thou hast called them to that labor, and that it may also be brought back unto them in this day, and that they may be given to go with all confidence and to speak boldly as they ought to speak. Lord, help us too. Thou knowest all our needs for the body, for the mind, for our own soul. Oh, fill us this hour with the unction of Thy Holy Spirit, that we may be given to speak a word in due season unto him that is weary, and that Thou may open Thy word unto those for whom Thou hast prepared it. And could it please Thee to gather in also from our midst Thy church in this hour? Lord, take reasons out of Thyself. For from us there is no cause and there is no reason. We have forfeited everything, and we continue to forfeit it moment by moment. But we look up unto Thee. Oh, do it, Lord, for the sake of Thy great and Thy holy name, to bless us undeservedly, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 110 all stanzas. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore. But let Thy kindness and Thy truth preserve me evermore. The last collection today is for North American General Mission. We apologize, there was a conflict in the last bulletins, but today it will be for the North American General Mission, unless it is otherwise noted. We announce also for our seniors that there will be the Lord willing seniors morning this coming Tuesday. There is also an explanation of our Heidelberg Catechism for young children in the back of the church for you to pick up after the service. Please limit yourselves to one per family. Psalter 110, 1, 2, and 3. beloved congregation, we are here again. That is, we are here in the house of God once again. It is another week closer, closer to that day, and that we will stand before the Lord. There are no animals here in God's house. And why not, children? That is because we are not here for our bodies. Because if we were here for our bodies, then perhaps we would bring the animals too. They also have a body. But we are here for our soul. And the animals, they have not a soul. But now, how long have we been coming to God's house? And what profit has there been for us? And when we have come to God's house, maybe for many years, how many, after many, many years, they still have received no profit for their soul. And we can read the prophet Jeremiah that he lamented. He lamented over the condition of the people of Judah. Then he said, "The harvest is past, and the summer is ended, and we are not saved." He says, "For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold upon me." Why? Because that harvest is past, and that summer is ended, and we are not saved. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? Is there not balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Oh, so we have come all our life, every Sabbath again. And then we hear that there is balm in Gilead, that there is a physician there. But we are not saved. And why not? That we find in the words of our text, which you can find in that portion that we have read together, Matthew 9, the last part of verse 12. Matthew 9, verse 12, the last part. "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." So far the words of our text. The need for that great physician. First, the whole who need him not. Second, the sick who need him. And third, the physician who fulfills this need. The need for this the great physician. The whole who need him not. Second, the sick who need him. And third, the physician who fulfills this need. Solomon congregation says, "I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy. But he saw them buried. He saw them buried still as wicked." How is that possible? And then we have heard of that name of that physician from when we were very young. And then we are brought up under it. when we have become a father, we have become a mother. And when we have spoken of that name also unto our own children, maybe there were times that we have gone out into the street and then we have spoken in love with a heart full of tenderness to our neighbor who has never heard of that name. And yet, we are ourselves remaining wicked. And now that answer in our text that says, the whole need not a physician. That is a likeness. Do you know what the Lord Jesus does, children? The Lord Jesus, He compares that He compares Himself to a physician, to a doctor. And so, children, in this morning, then it is a very simple word. It is a word that I think our very small children, they are already able to understand a little of. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says, a healthy person, he can hear about a physician. And he can even speak about a physician. But the Lord Jesus says, he does not need a physician. Oh, a healthy man, he can be even glad that he knows that physician is there. Because, oh, one day, then he may become sick. One day, a day in the future, one day maybe he will also need him. He is able even to speak about that physician to those that are sick. Oh, there is a physician. And he may recommend that physician to them. And still he feels nothing of a desire to go himself to that physician. Do you know what the Lord said to Ezekiel? The Lord said, Ezekiel, you are like a very lovely song of one that has a beautiful voice and can play well on an instrument. And the people, they hear you and they listen and they are glad that they can hear. They say, that is beautiful. But the words you say, they never enter into their heart. The whole need not a physician. Do you know what our text speaks about? Our text that speaks about suitability. Suitability, that is fitness. It speaks about things that belong together and things that do not belong together. The Lord says a physician, that is for the sick. That is not for the whole. That is not for the healthy. That is not necessary. And therefore, he never seeks that physician. Are there then a people in this world for whom Christ is not necessary? No. Why not? Because there are no healthy people. There are no whole people. We read in God's word that the Lord looked down from heaven unto the children of men to see if there are any that did good. He says they are all turned aside. They are all together become filthy, they are abominable, they have a loathsome disease. Every one of them. The whole head is sick, the whole heart is faint. Why then? Why then that people, that they are not seeking that physician? Oh, it is because they do not understand that they are sick. Oh, and when we are sick, but we do not know that we are sick, then indeed we need that physician. Our body needs that physician. But we will never go to him. Thus, what is the only way that a person will ever be made to go unto that physician? Oh, there is one way. That is that that person learns his own sickness. Congregation, what an awful thing to be sick and not to know it. That is to walk over this world with a lie in our right hand, saying, I am healthy. That is the desire of the devil to prevent a man from knowing that he is sick. Because when he can prevent him from knowing what that sickness is, then a man will never, never in his life be seeking after that physician. As long as that knowledge of misery is missing, there is no need for deliverance. Thus the devil, he is trying in every way to hide from our eyes what the reality of our life is. How many billions and billions of people from the time of the fall have not been lost because the devil has blinded their eyes. You say, I am taught my misery. I am taught that all my life. I was taught it by my mother and my father when I was young. I was taught it by my school teachers. I was taught it by my catechism teachers. Oh, they taught me out of Hellenbrook. And then it began with the knowledge of God. It began with the knowledge of man, who man is over against God. I have heard it from the sermons. I have heard it from our catechism. That is true. And yet, congregation, it is not yet that knowledge that is so necessary for us to know. It is not yet that knowledge of our sickness. How do we know? We know it because it has never led us unto the physician. The whole need not a physician. Thus we have here the touchstone of sincerity. We have here the touchstone of the genuineness of the knowledge of our misery. That is not whether it was a great and hard conviction. No, but that is whether that has led us unto that physician. Isaiah says he has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no form, no beauty that we should desire him. Is that only for the heathen? No, that was not just for the heathen. That was for the Jews. That was the Pharisees. That was the scribes. They were the children of Abraham. They are those that were circumcised. They are those also that are baptized. And they are living how? Oh, they are living under the proclamation of that deliverance. But congregation, the beauty the comeliness, the form of him and that is hid from them. Do you know what they do not see? They do not see any suitability. There is nothing suitable about him for themselves. It is suitability that makes necessary. It is suitability by which he becomes precious. It is suitability which draws the heart. When the Lord gave to Adam a wife, then he has seen immediately how suitable that she was. When he has seen all the animals, but there was nothing, there was no one, there was none for Adam. And then the Lord has given unto him his own wife. And then Adam has seen immediately how fit that she was for him. And when he saw that, all then his heart was drawn unto her. Those that are oppressed, they see a suitability in the judge. They see a suitability in the magistrate. Why? Because that is an office that was instituted for them. That is an office that was instituted for their case. What they have now to experience, and what that magistrate and that judge is set to do, that is exactly to deliver as such persons as they are. And when they may see that suitability, oh, then their heart that is drawn unto him. So that is, Christ says, also with the physician. That is for the sick. Oh, then it is the sick that see in him something. That man's career, that whole career, that was exactly for such persons as I am. That man is endued with knowledge just for such persons as I. That man is given gifts for those who are in my case. And so when they may behold something of who that physician is, oh, then there is a drawing. And that their heart is going out unto him, the healthy. Yes, they can understand it. They can understand that suitability with their mind. But congregation, he never becomes suitable unto them. Never. As long as they retain their health. You can say to them, it is free. But they are not drawn by that. You can say to them, it is a speedy deliverance. But they are not drawn by that. You can say to them, That is a painless deliverance. That also doesn't draw them. You can say that is a doctor that has very powerful medicines. That means to them nothing. Oh, Herod was so glad. We read when he saw Jesus. why he was desirous to see him of a long season, that he may see some miracle performed by him. But there was no miracle that he needed performed on himself. There was no suitability. And do you know what we read of the Lord Jesus? He answered him not a word. Do you know what the Lord says unto the church of the Laodiceans? Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. There is the reason that we come and we go. Last week, this week too, that we come and we go from the place of the holy. And then shall we die, congregation, and shall we be buried as one who is wicked, because we have never seen suitability in that heavenly physician. We go to our second thought, the sick who need him. Because if we will ever see a suitability in him, then we must learn to know our own sickness, not the sickness of my neighbor. Know that I must come to learn that I myself am sick. That a man, he must come to know that he is a sinner before God. Congregation, that is the only way. Why? Because Christ, he says, the whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. How does a man, a sick man, how does a sick man learn that he is sick? Because he has that sickness before he knows it. First it comes, then he finds out. How does he know it? How is he convinced of it? Say, that is simple. He feels it. That is right. He feels it. Then there are aches, there are pains in his body, and there is a weakness that he feels in his body. And then he begins to compare himself to the way it was before. He said, yesterday I did not feel this way, and last week, no, then I felt so different. It was so different in myself. And he compares what he is able to do with what he could do yesterday. He says, yesterday I was strong, but today I am so weak. And so, congregation, the Lord is instructing his people in what their sickness is. Oh, then he has to give them to feel. That is not something that we learn because mother and father tells us. No, that is something that we learn when the Lord himself gives us to feel it. Then he gives us to begin to feel pain. Then he gives us to begin to feel weakness. And he gives us to begin to compare. Oh, this is not the way that it always was. Oh, then the Lord shows him how it used to be. How that he was created so good. How that he was created so upright. Then he says, oh, now I look in my life. Now I look in my heart. And it is actually so different with me that when the Lord, He created me, oh, then He compares now what He is able to do. Oh, He says, what did I do before? Oh, before I lived to His honor. I lived to His glory. But now it is so different. Now I have become weak for this. You say, amen, he can learn that with his mind. Oh, that is true. What is missing? And what is missing when we learn it only with our mind? Congregation, missing is the pain. The pain. The pain that is felt in the soul. And that is missing with those that are healthy. You know what is missing? The weakness. The felt weakness. How that he is not able to fulfill what the Lord requires him to fulfill. Those people, then they run to the physician. Is that right, children? They run to the physician. No. If only they would. Ask your mother and father to read to you the Pilgrim's Progress. Just the very beginning. Then that man, he felt his sickness. Oh, then he has fled from that city of destruction. But he did not know where to go. And the minister, he pointed him out. He says, do you see yonder wicket gate? There is the door. There is the physician. The man could not see him. Oh, he says, busy yourself in the word of God. Keep your eye on the word wherein you see something shining. Oh, then go directly to that gate. When the Lord, he will open the Lord, he will show you in that word. But what do we read? Bunyan shows what a man is. Bunyan shows what a man does. Oh, he goes instead to that city of morality. Why? Well, congregation, that sickness, that is not yet fully wrought. You know, when we have it just in the beginning and we become a little sick, young people, then we are not so ready to go right away to the doctor. No. You know, we say, well, I will just be a little careful. I will just take some rest. I will be watchful. And then I will surely get better. That is not a sickness that is unto death. And so that is with a man. All that is in the beginning. When that sickness that is not yet fully wrought, then he says, I will just be careful. And he gets up in the morning. And he says, Lord, then I will not sin against thee today. No, I will walk before thee with a perfect heart. Oh, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. And the physician. Physician. Don't need a physician. No, because it is not yet a sickness that is unto death. Oh, what has to happen? If that physician will become suitable to that people, oh, then that sickness that has to become worse. The fever has to rise. Oh, then it has to be that he becomes weaker and weaker. Oh, then he comes to a time when he cannot do anything anymore. Oh, then it comes to a time that he can only lay himself upon his bed and that his body for weakness is pressed into that bed so that he is not able to get up. Congregation, what is it? cold than a man begins to feel. He begins to feel something of a different need. He begins to feel something of a need for a physician. Because then there is coming in his heart a fear of dying. If it will continue in this way, because my efforts, they are now coming to an end. All my carefulness, all my watchfulness. Oh, how he begins to see something of the seriousness of that sickness which is upon him. And that there is no hope from his own side. It can take many years. That is not learned in general overnight. But that the seriousness of his malady that is being laid upon his heart. Paul says the commandment which was ordained unto life, I found to be unto death. Oh, then they begin to experience how that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Then they begin to say with Paul, oh, that good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. Oh, the depth, the depth, the depth of that fall. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, then they have to lose their strength. Then they have to lose their own righteousness. Then they have to lose their own power. Everything from their own side. And come to that end before that they may see something of the suitability of that physician. Why? Why? Because the Lord, he says, the whole need not a physician, but they that are sick are they also among us. Let us sing 102, 2 through 4. Heavy is my tribulation, sore my punishment has been, broken by thy indignation, I am troubled by my sin. 2, 3, and 4 of Psalter 102. They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Our last thought, the physician who fulfills this need. Congregation, whose work is it to make a sick man feel his sickness? That is the work of the Spirit of the Lord. Cannot be done by a friend. Cannot be done by loving parents. Oh, they may see him once. They may say, "You are very pale." He says, "I do not see it, and I feel fine." Or it is that a man, he must be given by the Lord to feel what that disease is. And whose work is it to reveal unto a sin-sick soul that heavenly physician? That is the work of the Holy Spirit. You say that is revealed in the Bible. We do not need any more than that. Everything is revealed to us that we need to know. Objectively, yes. Subjectively, no. It is also revealed in the Bible what our sickness is. Do you know it? Are you convinced of it? Just because that you have read it. Do you know what John the Baptist says? A man can receive nothing except that it be given him from above. Isaiah says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Oh, do you say that? "Lord, open thou mine eyes, that I may see." Because when the Lord is opening the eyes of that sin-sick soul, what does he see? He sees suitability. He sees suitability in that mediator as that great physician. Never before in his life has he seen it. So he's heard that name all his life. He heard that name this morning. He heard that name last week and he never saw it. And today he sees it. Why? Oh, it has become different now. You know that they are sometimes so surprised that they have never seen it so clearly before. And why had they not seen it? That is simple. Because the need was missing. Because when they heard that name before, they heard him as one that was whole. And that is an entirely different thing, is it not? To hear that name of a physician when you are whole or when you are sick. You will understand that. Our children will understand that. And so that is also when the Lord is working within his own children. How is it that the Lord opens that people's eyes? Is that now by an audible voice? No. Although it is often under the preaching of the word. Is that by some remarkable event in this world? No. It is so simple. It is by His Word. It is by His Spirit. But then the Lord, He makes the scales to fall off the eyes that they may see. And the Lord gives that the rays of that heavenly light may shine into their eyes. Oh, we say that maybe a little bit too much. Maybe it is just one ray, maybe just one ray of light. When that people, they are standing so far away, even as a leper who had to stand at such a distance and to cry, unclean, unclean. But when the Lord is opening their eyes, all then they may see. And if the Lord opens their eyes, what do they see? Suitability. All then they say, He is the one that is so fit for my case. That is the first time in their life that they see that blessed Son of God as necessary for their soul. That is the first time in their life that He has become precious to them because of that suitability, because He is so fitting unto their case. Oh, that is a people. Now it becomes so different. They will never forget that in all their life, that first moment, and that physician, that great and heavenly physician, that He is revealed to their soul. Because in that moment, the preciousness of Him, so that they say He is altogether lovely, all that is making their soul to be drawn unto Him, all then He is active from His own side. And that He is drawing that people by that blessed suitability to show Himself as one who is so fitting even for themselves. So that their heart begins to pant for Him, not only for God, but also now for that Son of God. Or even as the heart panted for the springs of water. Oh, what do they see in Him? That is not so easy to say. Because from one it is one thing, and another it is another thing. One thing every one of them sees. Oh, that He is suitable, even just for such a one as I. One may see. One may see. Maybe he reads that in the Word of God. The name Christ. Oh. And then in one moment, then that heart is broken. Because maybe then God's servant, he explains a little bit. And he says that word that means anointed. Oh, and then their eyes go open. Oh, that He is anointed. That He is appointed. That He is qualified as that great physician exactly for such wicked sinners as I am. All one may be given to see how a great a knowledge that physician may have of a sinner's soul. Oh, they thought that no one knew how wicked that they were. Oh, they thought that if the Lord knew, and that it would surely be over with them, and that they would fall this moment into that eternal pit. And then the Lord shows them in one moment, and the knowledge of that heavenly physician, His great omniscience, and that He knows everything from the beginning and to the end. And then at the same time, all that drawing love, that He is being drawn unto Himself. Or maybe they see something of His authority. Maybe the Lord shows them something of His power. When they have to experience something of their own weakness, of their inability. Oh, then they may see something of His victory when they feel that the enemy he has and He will overcome them. So that finally they will die. Finally they will perish. And then everlastingly, so that there is no hope. Because from my side, oh, then it becomes less and less. And finally it is nothing. But now to see what He has accomplished from His own side. Oh, maybe He shows them by one word. Which of you convinces me of sin? And then their eyes, they go open. Oh, they say, Him. Oh, there it is. There is the completion of that law. Oh, there now is the fulfillment, that perfect fulfillment without spot. Every jot and tittle completed to the very end, acceptable unto the Father. Oh, the eyes go open. Oh, how suitable that he becomes for one who is not able to keep the very least of that holy law of God. Oh, maybe they're given to see just a little glimpse of him upon that cursed tree. Oh, maybe they are reading in the book of Isaiah. And then they read, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And then their eyes, they go open. Oh, then they may see something by the Spirit of the Lord. They may see something of those stripes by which sinners are healed. And do you know what that people will say? Oh, maybe I think I even feel a little. I think I even feel a little of that balm, of that balm of Gilead being poured into the wounds of my soul. Oh, congregation, maybe they see something of the freeness. Maybe they read in the Word of God when they have spent all their living and they are nothing better, but they rather grow worse. And then they are reading in the Word of God how that it is without money, that it is without price. And then those two come together. Oh, that rich Christ and that poor sinner. And then they see how suitable that he is for such a wretch as I. Oh, do you understand how necessary he then becomes? Do you understand how precious and that blessed physician then becomes to such a soul? Oh, it could be. And that people, they are there fearing because of their sin. And that any moment, oh, if the Lord would touch them with one of his fingers, then they will break, and that thread of life will be broken off, and they will descend so deservedly into that pit where hope shall never come. And then they may read in the Word of God of the tenderness of that great physician, and that he will not break that bruised reed, and he will not quench that smoking flax. And then those two come together, that great heavenly physician, and that poor and that wretched sinner. O congregation, they that be whole, they need not a physician, but they that are sick. That is not our word. No, that is the word of Christ himself. To say what? I am not come to call the righteous, but I am now come to call sinners to repentance. We ask you, are there such here? Are there such here? Oh, this morning hour, because we are going to go again. And congregation, this moment, that is forever going to be lost. That is forever going to be gone. This week, then you will go about your labors again. Each of us. Oh, we will be in the world again. And we will go to the next Sabbath again. Oh, but will we receive a blessing now before we go to our homes? Will we receive now a little balm in those wounds? Because now this physician, oh, he is inviting whom? He is inviting sinners unto himself. Do you know what Isaiah says? The Lord, he says, therefore will the Lord wait. Therefore will the Lord wait. Why? That the Lord may be gracious unto you. Do you know what Solomon says? He speaks of that physician. He says, my head is wet with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. Moses set that serpent on a pole. There that serpent was. Why? Oh, he was there in his drawing power. to draw whom? To draw the look. To draw one look of those who were bitten. O congregation, he waits to be gracious. Every moment, he waits to be gracious, even this moment. And soon, that is going to go away, because soon we will die, and soon the trumpet will be blown. And then he will not be waiting to be gracious anymore. Or waiting for what? Or waiting for a spirit of the Lord to convince a man, to make a man feel, to give him pain, to make him feel his weakness, that he may see what he used to be, that he may see what he is, drawing one to say, I am black, I am counted with them that go down into the pit, all waiting, drawing them, waiting as upon that tree, and drawing that wicked thief. To do what? Oh, to confess, I am guilty. I am guilty. We receive the due reward of our deeds. And then just to look at him in his innocence, to look at him in his purity, to look at him in his suffering, in his dying, and to say, O Lord, remember me. O congregation, these, they shall never be disappointed. That is his own word. Never did he turn away a sick one. Never did he turn away a lame one. Never did he turn away one that halted. Never did he turn away one that stood from far, leprous, covering his upper lip, unclean, unclean. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. None so suitable to that great physician as one who is filthy, who is corrupt, who is polluted, a poor, sinful soul, a great malady, a small malady. He says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. That is his purpose. That is his end. Go ye therefore and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou instruct us in our wretchedness, show to us our sin. Give us to feel it. Give us to know it. Because if we will never feel it, if we will never weep over it, we will never seek that heavenly physician. O Lord, it belongs to thee, but thou usest thy word. Could it please thee to send us home in this morning, each of us, to our own place, to our own secret place, on our knees, to say, Lord, open my eyes that I may see. Wilt thou humble us under all thy gifts and blessings, and also receive the acknowledgement for the help that thou hast given unto us. Bring thy word home. Bring us safely home. Bring us with desire together in this afternoon. Forgive our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. 73, 2, 3, and 5. O Lord, regard me when I cry. In mercy, hear me when I speak. Thou bidst me seek thy face, and I, O Lord, with willing heart reply, thy face, Lord, will I seek. 2, 3, and 5 of Psalter 73.
Bye.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.